This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Just to cue you in on what we're going to be talking about now, a little bit of an audio reminder.
Wow! I feel good.
For people of a particular generation, I think that was the heralding of a new television channel that started. And I think rather sadly has come full circle today, in fact, because NTV7 will be leaving our airwaves today after two decades of transmitting.
So the station was actually launched on the 7th of April 1998, and it was broadcasting daily from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. the following day. And you may remember, again, when it first came out, it was incredibly fresh. I think a lot of us remember it as a fourth channel, a fifth channel, you know, and with great excitement. And it is, of course, it was free to air, it was owned by Media Prima, and it was Malaysia's second oldest private television channel. It targeted mostly the urban demographic, which meant that the shows included things like, it was a big variety, especially for the time, drama, comedy, lots of entertainment, game shows, children's programs, anime, documentaries, and movies. As well as news bulletins in English, Mandarin and Malay.
Yes, back when you had to have all of those on one channel. In the past 4 years, however, NTV7 has morphed. In fact, it's morphed quite a bit over these last nearly 20 years. I think its latest iteration was actually as a shopping channel. You know, it had a little bit of content here and there, but it was called CJ Wow Shop. I believe the latest name was Wow Shop. But now, quite sadly, I think NTV7 will be rebranded to become an educational channel, and that's going to be starting tomorrow, and that'll be running for 17 hours a day. So not NTV7 anymore, because it'll now be called DidiTV KPM. It'll be launched by the Prime Minister.
Yes, so the channel is, having gone from, what did I say just now? Drama, comedy, just everything rolled into one, the way TV used to be. It's gone from that to a shopping channel, and now it's going to air specially designed programs based on the MOE's curriculum and co-curriculum, as well as news on education, edutainment programs, student-generated content, which is going to be interesting, and relevant international programs. So very much something that is of our time, right? We've been talking a lot about the role that TV can and in fact should play in terms of furthering our children's education. But I think, you know, we talk a lot about how the times are changing and we see it all around us. We see it constantly in what we wear, what we listen to, what we shop, what we buy. You know, there's so many different aspects of it. But television and radio, there have been some huge changes. You know, if I think about how our relationship to TV used to be when we were younger, and how you have to follow a schedule, for goodness sake, you know, wait for things to come on and watch serialized shows without the ability to binge, to rely on these channels to bring in new content. Then I think about things like NTV7 and how exciting it was for me at the time.
No, you called it, what did you say, the second oldest television station after, I think, RTM 1-2 and then TV3, and then we had Metrovision and then we had NTV7. That was a big deal back then. Having more than three channels was exciting. The launch of a new channel was exciting. And the thing I remember about NTV7, besides the fact that it had Rim Chart Show, which was very exciting, it allowed me to see things like Pochukang, because that was a Singaporean show. I remember watching rushing home from school every day to watch Yo Soy Betty LaFaya. You know, and these are the kinds of shows that we didn't get on the other stations. And it had this feeling of, you know, just feeling very international. You get to see shows from other parts of the world. Again, something that now in the day of the internet feels very quaint and very long ago, I think.
emblematic also of that selection of James Brown. Because when that first came on, it was explosive. I think it was just I remember the ad being cut to segments of different TV shows, of different dances, of it being very kinetic and very motion driven. And it was just really exciting. And yeah, I mean, you said it best, I think, right at the start when you described it as full circle. So here we are at the end of that.
So we want to know, were you a fan of NTV7? Do you have memories of when you first watched it? Tell us your favorite memories or your favorite programs that you used to catch. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking to two very familiar faces from NTV7, hosts Nazruddin Rahman and Sarima Ibrahim. So keep it here on BFM Radio.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:13, and this is the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We're talking today about the fact that NTV7, a television station that first debuted 20 years ago, is finally going to be ceasing transmission today. It's going to be converted into an educational channel. And so we've been asking you to tell us your favorite memories of the channel. Do continue to do that. Or tell us the favorite programs that you used to tune into. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Lynn, earlier I talked about some of my memories. Do you have any from your first time watching NTV7, perhaps?
All I have is a very generalized sense of excitement and a memory of certain schedules, right? Certain moments of, okay, here's where I want to watch it. Here's where, wanting to catch Friends, for instance. I remember that being a huge thing. I've spoken before at length, so I don't want to embarrass myself further about the important role that Doraemon played in my life. So
Was Doraemon on NTV7?
I think Doraemon was, I want to say yes, but I think it was also on RTM. But as you know, in those days, it was pretty fluid what was on where.
So I think with all of these memories, we have two people who will probably be best positioned to talk about some of this and also the significance of NTV7 back when it launched. So we're going to be speaking to Nazruddin Rahman, who is an actor, a former NTV7 TV host. He hosted things like Club Disney Malaysia, Jalan Jalan Cari Makan, Kata Serasi, My Stars, LG, and The Breakfast Show. And we also have Chepon Sarima Ibrahim, who was the host of The Rim Chat Show, as I said, Kids at NTV7, and Bella. She was also present on the first day of airing of NTV7 on the 7th of April back in 1998. Thanks for joining us, Naz and Sarima.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. Hi, Chepon.
Oh my God, Naz, you're there too. Cool.
Blast from the past.
Mini reunion.
Oh, hi.
Thank you for having
hi,
us on
everyone.
Air.
No, thanks for
Thank
joining
you.
Us. Maybe you guys can start us off by telling us about how you feel about this news that NTV7 will be leaving our airwaves. Sarima, maybe you can start.
Well, I must admit, today I shed a few tears. I really did. And I think it's because of the nostalgia behind it all. Do you know what I mean? And also I cried because it reminded me of how old I am. Because it's my birthday on Friday and I'm turning 43, and I have no shame announcing that. But when I hosted NTV, I was 19 going on 20. So, oh my goodness, you know, I mean, it's so long ago, and it just feels like a different lifetime. And I remember going on air to launch the channel, and I had no clue. Nobody really knew what NTV7 was, what was this channel, and, you know, it was a newcomer to the scene, but it was the next big thing. And it was myself and Roshan Noor and Hairi Othman, and we were taking turns to talk live on screen and just keep the flow going with kind of like not much content, just to hype people up about what this channel was going to be. And I just remember from then on, it was just one after another. I did so many lovely, memorable shows with them. And I mean, I'm still getting messages today, people saying, you know, Cardcaptor Sakura, Samurai X, Slam Dunk, you name it. And, you know, the kids at NTV7 morning show, which honestly, that show happened as an accident. It was just supposed to be a little filler show on Saturday and Sunday mornings. And I came in, I had no makeup, I had no wardrobe, nothing. And they were like, we need somebody to link the cartoons together. And I was like, okay. And then it became its own show. And it just took off from there. And I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, if some people remember, I had like a little character called Monkey Boy, which was my little monkey friend that I used to play
Monkey
with on the
Boy,
show.
That was his name. Oh my God, I've been thinking, I remember your show. What was his monkey's name?
Yes. And, you know, I used to tell him, don't be naughty, Monkey Boy, or I'll have to spank the monkey. Yes. and Monkey Boy got kidnapped in my car, and I told everyone on air, and then all the children and teenagers sent me letters saying, you know, they were trying to help me find my car that was stolen because Monkey Boy was in a boot. So there was a lot of memories, and so today I felt quite sad, you know, just thinking back on all of our lost childhoods, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Naz, what about you? How are you feeling? What are some of your best memories of the station?
Well, I've got to clarify something. I still am a host on NTV7. I just made a little comeback. We started a new show, actually, a live current affairs talk show called Trio on Point. Imagine the shock. We just started this new show. We're all pumped up. You know, 7 is always about pushing the limits, you know, breaking barriers. And suddenly, this happened. So what I understand is it's not a permanent change. And I must say, I got to salute NTV7 for making this decision. It's a very big decision, to sacrifice the channel. And it's supposed to be on until the evening, and then normal programming resumes at night. So my show is still on. It's just that this is a contract, as far as I understand. So all is not lost. 7 is not altogether gone. I hope so. Cross my fingers, because I remember back in 1998, actually, my first memory of NTV7 is not as a staff or someone who's contracted to the station, but more to the content as well. I'm a big James Brown fan, and when the music first came on, I feel good. I was like, wow, this channel. Remember that? That campaign was awesome. And the progression, as I worked in 7 and I see how the channel's progressed, they've always broken limits, you know, from the earlier programming, from Saluma's programming, which was never seen in normal terrestrial TV before, right up to the programs such as Panajaya, Wakanabe, you know, all these programs that really was on the pulse of the nation. So, and at the time it was 1998, it was just about reformasi time. So even the news desk had a different take on the situation. It was a balanced view, and the spirit of NTV7 lives on even after it was bought over Media Prima. And that's what I'm proud of. I feel proud to be part of the NTV7 family. And all is not lost for those listening. Yeah, all is not lost. Let's keep on fighting the good fight.
So I just also wanted to take us back to how you both started working there and how you feel your time at NTV7 shaped your career and its trajectory. Sarima, maybe we can start with you, since you were talking about how, and you know, when it first started, you were 19, 20 years old. What brought you there in the first place?
Well, you know, I was a student studying in Subang at the time, and I was asked to go for an audition, and then I got a few commercials, and it was a part-time thing as I studied. And then the next thing you know, there was an audition for talent at NTV7. Back then, you know, we had to go. There's no social media. There's no such thing as influencers. You were either you're nobody until you work really hard, and then you become somebody. You know what I mean? And so they asked me going for audition after audition. And then, you know, they called me, and because I could speak Malay fluently and English fluently, and they asked me to do the live show for the launching. And then after that, it was kids at NTV7. Then it was the Rim Chart show, which I did the Malay and English with Wardina and Sungai Ling. And, you know, and I mean, sometimes, you know, we were such a small, tight group that we would turn the cameras on ourselves, honestly, back then. Like, you know, if our cameraman stepped out or he fell sick, we'd turn the camera on and we'd just roll, and we just knew. Everybody did everything. I did script myself. Sometimes we produced ourselves, and we all worked together. You know what I mean? There was no, like, wasn't it, Naz? It was like, you know,
the NTV7 spirit. You got it spot on, man. Everyone was family.
Yeah, and it really was like that. And that is something that I really missed since that era, because, you know, as the world progresses and changes, of course, you know, the way the method of working and the method of channels working and branding kicks in more than content sometimes, I feel, then you lose that. But in terms of my career, I mean, doing the kids show was massive for me. And then from then on, I moved into the actual Disney Channel. And then when I started my singing career, MTV were so supportive of me. You know, they played my video clip for Kini Kautiada, I think every day. Even I got sick of it, you know. and you know, that helped so much too. And it was just, it was amazing. And then with the TV series, Makari Ciptanya Perempuan, myself and Wardina again, and, you know, just on and on from there. And then up to Bella, which I did in 2014. And that was fantastic as well. So many memories. And, oh, my God, I'm going to start crying.
Don't cry. You know, but weirdly enough, actually, Sarima started her career with NTV7. I started with TV Tiga, the sister channel. I started with a kid's show as well. So she was a sort of a competitor back in the day.
Yeah.
But I knew back then as well, because there was no such thing as social media. Markets were already segmented. I had the mass market, and she had this exciting urban market, you know, where you could mix English as well, and you could get away with a lot of things. But more importantly... you just said something that could never pass on national television. But moving forward, I was inspired by NTV7 by the current affairs content. There was a show called Edisi Siasat, and also Tujuh di Pihak Anda. There was a host called 1K. God bless 1K. You know, he was an inspiration, and he was famous for the words "Apa kejadahnya semua ni." I don't know if you all remember.
You know.
And it left such an impression that when I was offered the chance to do a live talk show, breakfast show, and it's nice, this is something you've never done before, nothing Malaysia's done before, and I was so eager to break the barriers, you know. Breakfast show was nominated for Anugerah Screen even because it was the only talk show that it started off in the kitchen. You know, we started to really reflect on what the people wanted or people needed. And these kind of shows were the pulse of the nation. That's what's missing. And that's what I miss most with NTV7. You know, God bless.
So what are your hopes then for this upcoming DDTV KPM and, you know, hopefully for the eventual return of NTV7 as well?
Well, like I said earlier, NTV7's taken a big sacrifice by sacrificing its airtime. And I know the children need it as well as a father. And then in touch with the situation, not everyone can go online. And other countries, especially developing countries like Thailand, have gotten on board with this a long time ago. We lost TV Pendidikan about 10 years before it was reinstated. And now we have to make the most of it. So NTV7, by doing this, again, a big sacrifice. And I really, really hope that more focus will be put on content, the actual content itself. Is it really engaging the children, the audience? Let's not just have it as a tangkap muat sort of solutions-driven. Let's just put something on and make everybody happy. I don't want it like that as a parent. Let's put more focus into the content. And this is a challenge to all content creators out there. Focus on our children. They need this content, and they need it in a manner that they can absorb better in these times. That's it. Thank you.
I would like to add a little bit to what Naz said in terms of the content there. That is something that I feel like NTV were really pivotal and very much focused on. When they talked about I Feel Good, they really focused on making sure everybody at home got a sense of positivity from the content. That's what people remember till today. And I don't think NTV7 will ever go away because the content was original, it was fresh, it was new, it gave you hope. And I get a lot of messages right till now, people who've grown up, who've got children, and they still have memories from that time, from watching those shows, saying that they made them feel good. And I feel what is lacking today is content that makes people feel good, because there's an awful lot of focus on, there's some body shaming happening, there's a lot of things like that. That never existed at all back then. I mean, when we did our shows back then, we would look for the good in somebody. You know, you never pointed out somebody's fault. It was like, that's a big boo-boo. If you did that, you were the worst host, you know? And that's something that I hope, you know, will happen further. And good luck to NTV7. I don't think it'll ever go away. I mean, for me, Didik TV, but it's still NTV7 to me because we were didicking everybody from back then, you know?
Well said, well said. Good one.
Yes. Naz, Chepuan, Sarima, thank you so much for sharing all that with us.
No worries. Keep up the good work you guys are doing as well.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Keep going.
That was Nazruddin Rahman and Che Puan Sarimah Ibrahim, both hosts of NTV7, talking to us about their time with the station, which will be ending transmission today. And it will be airing as DDIT TV from tomorrow onwards. Tell us, you know, were you a fan of NTV7? We've been asking you for your favorite memories of the channel. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got some lovely messages coming through.
Yes, so I just wanted to get to Farhi's message because of an interest in common, shall we say. Farhi says, I'm going to be missing Chibi Maruko-chan, Doraemon and Crayon Shin-chan at 7 p.m. Thank you for the memories, NTV7. You'll always be a part of my childhood.
Clearly a kindred spirit for you.
Hey, okay, yes. Actually, I'm not going to defend my watching interests.
It wasn't a criticism. I find it really cute.
I love all those shows. And actually, it's true that the post-school pre-dinner window for watching television, NTV7 was so great at that.
Yeah, and we have Steve on WhatsApp saying we need terrestrial TV channels and maybe they can be modelled after Channel 5 of Singapore. I think it does sort of make me feel a little bit sad that we seem to be losing them as time goes by.
Yeah, and I do agree that they are important, right? Mm. I do, however, also think there is a need to talk about what they could potentially look like and what form they might take. And so it's interesting that Steve is pointing out different examples from neighbours that we could perhaps look at.
Mm-hmm. And Dylan just has one word. He says, friends. And yeah. It was just as they were talking earlier as well that I remember that's when I first started watching Friends on NTV7.
That's right. So I think keep those thoughts coming. We are also going to be playing out again with a little snippet of, I think, how NTV7 kind of reframed the I feel good notion.
I got a story to tell, yeah. It has a start, but it has no end. It's all about you and me, baby. Feeling good again and again. Let those eyes be smiling. Get the love that's coming. I travel far away. Get on up and get on out. Get it going, get it off the ground. Happiness has a sound. Feeling great makes you scream and shout.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.